Once again, live from DrupalCon Denver, this is episode 14 of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host, he taught an origami class in the sixth grade, Brian Lewis.
Hi, and welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. This week I have two short episodes from DrupalCon Denver. They were each about 10 minutes or so, and so I decided to go ahead and just put them both together. The first one's going to be Florian Loretan announcing DrupalCon Munich and a lot of the details that go with that, such as the dates, the keynote speakers, and pricing. I also got to talk with Barry Jaspan about the recently announced permanently free developer tier of Acquia Cloud, so got lots of details on that. So, without further ado, here is Florian Loretan. Hi, I'm sitting here with Florian Loretan live at DrupalCon Denver, where they just announced that their registration for DrupalCon Munich is open. And so Florian's going to tell us a little bit about Munich and what to expect there. So, hi, Florian.
Hi, Brian.
We already said that it's going to be in Munich. When is it going to be?
So it's going to be, as usual, at the end of August.
Okay.
And it's going to be on from the 20th to the 24th, so Monday through Friday. Pre-conference training on the first day, 3 days of typical conference, mm-hmm. and then on the last day, you get a contribution sprint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And how is the European conference different from the U.S. conference?
I don't think it's really different from the structure. Generally, the U.S. conferences have been a little bit bigger, but I think that from the size of the conference, Munich should actually be comparable. So it's on the same scale.
Okay.
So there's the content is generally, well, it's submitted from the community. There might be a couple more speakers from Europe because, well, we generally have more attendees from Europe mm-hmm. as well. But yeah, so I would say that in terms of the technical aspects of the conference, it's not that different. It's more about the feel that it has. Generally, some people have felt that the topics were a little bit more technical, but it's not a guideline. It just somehow happened this way.
Okay. So it's happening in Munich. Do I need to learn German in order to come to the conference?
No, you don't. DrupalCon is an international event, and everything about the conference is in English. The only thing that we are wondering eventually is to offer German-speaking training. So especially for the introductory trainings, offerings. It could be more efficient if we are offering this in the local language and kind of offer more outreach to the non-Drupal community that's coming locally. But other than that, everything is in English. All the sessions are in English. So no, you don't need to learn German.
All right. Do you know any of the keynote speakers that are going to be presenting?
Yeah, so we actually just announced this on the big stage at DrupalCon Denver. So on the first day, as usual, we have Dries, who's going to give us the status of Drupal, the state of Drupal. Then on the second day, we have Anke Domscheitzberg. She is an open government expert, very active in Germany for improving open government. Mm-hmm. And she's also very, very active to give a better place for women in IT. So she's very engaged on these two big issues.
Okay. And do you know about day three?
Yes. So on the day three, we're going to have Fabien Potencier from the keynote, from the Symphony project. Mm-hmm. We've been talking to him. One of the things that's we're thinking, well, is Symphony really appropriate for a keynote? And we've been discussing with him to just make sure that it's it's in a, well, it's a keynote. It's not a technical presentation, mm-hmm. a buff or something like right. that. So it really needs to be something that reaches, that is relevant to everyone. So not only coders, but site builders, designers, mm-hmm. business people. And I think that Fabien is really a great presenter, and he can really get through, well, beyond the technical and really into something that's, well, interesting and that will motivate us to just do awesome stuff with Drupal 8 and yeah. Symfony.
Cool. Do you know any of the featured sessions that are going to be at Munich?
So we have a good dozen of featured sessions. I don't know all of them on the top of my head. And actually, a couple of those are from people outside of the community. Mm. And this is something that we really wanted to follow up with the theme of the conference, which is open up, connecting systems and people. And we want to open up our own community. There's a lot of really interesting technologies outside of Drupal, and by introducing some people from these communities to DrupalCon, we can actually have very, very interesting discussions. So we have people from JavaScript frameworks, we have core PHP developers, also from business perspective, we have people who are coming from outside of Drupal, from design as well. So in all of these tracks, we're really trying to get, well, those featured speakers, the featured sessions are really the occasion for us to get people who would not normally speak at DrupalCon.
Okay, cool. What you mentioned the theme. What was the theme for Munich?
So the theme is open up, connecting systems and people. Hmm. And so for us, it was, well, it has two sides. On one hand, it's, open data, open government, open standards. Uh-huh. So really a technical way of looking at it, of improving interconnectivity between different systems. But we also wanted to take it from a human perspective. So opening up to other ideas, other communities, and really grow the community. And if we want to do that, we need to be ourselves open.
Okay, cool. And what's the pricing look like for Munich?
This is something that's been the big question. Everybody's been asking about that. And now that we are opening registration, I'm very happy with the price that we've set on. The early bird registration is 350 euros. And this the way it works is that early bird registration is there's 300 tickets that are selling at that price. Mm. And after that, the regular registration price will be of 400 euros.
Okay.
And this will be until June 15th, if I'm right. Check the website. And after that, then it's going to get a bit more expensive because we also have more. Well, it costs more to organize things at the last minute.
Right.
So it's really a reflection of our costs. But yeah, so 350 euros for the early bird price. Get it now. It's going to sell out soon. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, the regular price is 400 euros.
Okay. Cool. I think that's all I have for you right now. So is there anything else you wanted to mention about the conference or anything we should be looking at or towards?
Well, we really want to spread the word, get people from outside of the current Drupal community. So just help us by tweeting about the event, post about it on Facebook, just talk about it, and, well, of course, come to the conference.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Florian, for talking to me.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. There is your DrupalCon Munich update. Next is Barry Jaspin, and he'll be talking about the new permanently free developer tier of Acquia Cloud. All right, I'm here at DrupalCon Denver talking with Barry Jaspin, the senior architect for Acquia, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about the new free developer tier of Acquia Cloud. So, Jaspin, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and then kind of tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Sure, thanks. So I've been, introduced myself, I've been doing Drupal since about 2006. I was an active member of the core contributor community for Drupal 6 and Drupal 7. And then I joined Acquia very early on. I was actually the fourth employee. And we started building Acquia Cloud around the early part of 2009. So we're about 3 years in now. And I don't know, what else should I say?
That's good enough.
Okay.
So, okay, so what is the new... Well, do you want to tell us a little bit about Acquia Cloud just to begin with overall, sure. And then we'll go into the...
Sure. So Acquia Cloud is a platform specifically built for hosting Drupal sites. So it's, you know, it's in the cloud, it runs in EC2, but the important part really is that it's designed to be a very highly efficient environment for both developing, deploying, and operating Drupal sites. So, you know, the operating the sites, it's obviously a Drupal optimized runtime in terms of the way that we configure PHP and MySQL, and mm-hmm. we have Varnish cache and Memcache and all the technologies that you know, people have been talking about the best ways to run Drupal for a long time. Then it's also an optimized developer environment. So we've built continuous integration into the platform. So every environment, it deploys from version control, either Git or SVN. Mm-hmm. There's a separate development, staging, and production environment. There's a lot of automation available for when you deploy to staging if you want to run your tests, or when you deploy to production if you want to run, you know, update.php or clear your cache or copying your production database back to development for testing purposes. All the sort of the steps that developers use in their day-to-day workflow, we have made them all fairly easy and efficient, and we're continually mm-hmm. improving to make it even more so that more and more of what developers have to do to build sites is taken care of so that they can focus on the actual hard part of their job, which is building really good websites.
I have just a random quick question about moving the database from a live site to a dev or staging. Mm-hmm. Does it automatically remove like user information, email addresses and stuff, so things don't get sent out from a dev site, or is that just something you have to do on your own?
That's a perfect example of the kind of automation we've built. So you can do a database copy, and then using something that is part of the cloud API, which we call cloud hooks, you can give us scripts that we will run when various actions complete, including, for example, copy a database. So you can say, all right, if I copy my database from production to test or from production to development, run this little script, which maybe has the Drush command for running SQL into the database, and then you give it a little SQL snippet that says, you know, delete all my email, all my customers' emails. We have a sample, we have several sample cloud hook scripts, and that's one of them.
Okay.
And in fact, it's not just, we don't just, the sample script doesn't just delete email addresses. There's like 7 or 8 or 10 other kinds of things that we have found that many Drupal sites want to do. Mm. So the sample has, you know, it starts with the email address one as part of it. And then there's all these others that are commented out with a comment that says, you know, hey, if you want to do this other thing, uncomment this next mm-hmm. line. So anything you might want to sanitize in your database is probably already there. You just uncomment it.
Cool. Yeah, I was just curious about that. Okay, so you're releasing the permanently free developer account for the Acquia Cloud. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So the idea with the free developer tier is that, as I said, Acquia Cloud has a development, staging, and production environment, and the free tier will simply not have the production environment, but everything else about the automation, deployment from version control, the cloud API, the hooks, so that you can scrub data or automatically, you know, update your schema or whatever via the API or the command line or the UI. That's all there, mm-hmm. and it's just going to be free. You can sign up online. You just give us an email address. There's no credit card or anything like that. And then when you're ready to take that site live, you press a button. We spin up your production environment and deploy the site there.
Okay, cool. So the difference between the free tier and the standard managed mm-hmm. cloud, the only difference is the lack of production on the free tier?
Yeah, well, so there are, the other differences just include how much resource you have available. Mm. So in a free environment, you know, obviously running a site on real servers costs real money.
Right.
So in the development environment on the free tier, you have a certain amount of disk space available, a certain number of concurrent PHP processes. So for example, maybe you'll be able to have 2 concurrent PHP requests. That's perfectly sufficient for developing a site.
Right.
It's really not enough for running a production site.
Okay.
But in development, you don't need that. Now, when you go to production, when you actually launch your site in production, you will have the option of moving your development and your testing site onto a bigger server because you're paying for a bigger server now. Mm-hmm. So if you then want to be able to perform load tests, actual, you know, stress tests where you throw hundreds of users a second or whatever.
Right.
Then you'll be able to do that. That's something else you could do after you move to a paid environment.
Okay.
You're running that on the free tier. What it would show you is it's not a very performant environment because it's intentionally limited so that it's relatively inexpensive for us to run.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you, right now that's still, it's not available yet, right?
The free tier? That is correct.
Do you have a timeline on when you're hoping to get that released?
I'm hoping for late April, maybe early May.
Okay.
You know, the technology is all there, but we need to get the sign-up process. And, you know, since we're expecting a lot of people to be signing up, we have to make sure that the provisioning of all the servers is very automated and all that. So,
but right now people can go to, do you have an address for where they can go to sign up to be notified?
Yes, they can register to be notified. The URL is aquia.com/free-dev-cloud.
Excellent. So when they go there, it'll just ask for an email address, put it in, and you'll notify us when that's available.
Exactly.
Excellent. Cool.
And so I should say, the sooner that you sign up, the higher, you know, when we actually roll it out, we'll probably, you know, we'll invite a certain number of people on the first day and see how it goes, and invite some more and then invite some more. So the sooner you sign up, the earlier you're going to be in that list.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Great. Well, thanks, Barry, for talking to us about the free cloud. And I'm looking forward to it so I can start testing it out. I've looked at the Acquia Cloud, but for my things, it's a little too expensive because I don't do a whole lot. But I think the Dev Cloud will give me an idea of what I can expect, and then I'll have a better idea of what the full cloud can offer.
Well, let me tell you two other things. So before the free tier is available, right now there is a 30-day free trial that you can sign up for. If you just go to our website and click on the products we offer page, go to the Dev Cloud hosting page, there's a coupon that's good for 30 days.
Mm.
Now, at the end of that 30 days, you'll become a paid subscriber.
Right.
So, it may be that shortly after that, the free tier will come out. So you have to decide if you want to do one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
As to the actual cost, there's a couple other things we're planning. So right now, a developer subscription on Acquia Dev Cloud lets you have up to three completely independent sites.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say site, we're really talking in terms on Acquia Cloud in terms of a code base. So if you want to have a multi-site, that's fine. You can have as many multi-sites, as many databases as you want. That's still one site.
Mm.
And every site has its own dev, stage, and prod environment. So a developer subscription lets you have three. And so it's the sort of starting price right now for the subscription and the smallest server is $165 a month. But if you're running three sites on it, that's about $55 a month per site. It's not as expensive as it seems if you're going to run more sites. Our plan later this year, I don't have an exact date yet, is to switch away from the you get three sites for this price to it's just a price per site model. So maybe there'll be, for example, $30 per site.
Okay.
So if you have one, it'll be $30 a month plus whatever size server you choose.
Hmm.
If you have two, it'll be $60 plus whatever size server you choose.
Okay.
And so you can scale your server up and down on demand anytime you want. You know, if you're launching another site, you need a bigger server, or if you know that tomorrow you're going to get a whole bunch of traffic, you can scale your server up and then scale it down when you're done. And you only pay by the hour for whatever size server you pick.
That's interesting.
So there are some changes in the pricing coming in addition to free tier.
Okay. Do you have a timeline on those type of things, or are they still in the thought process?
Well, the thing about the pricing per site is that it's not fully under my control. You know, there's like the way we're pricing not just DevCloud but the support that comes with it, and you know, sort of the rest of the company has to move. So I don't have a firm.
Okay.
It's probably in the first half of this year. I guess that would be Q2. I don't want to give a firm date right now.
Fair enough. Awesome. Well, that sounds good. So thanks, Barry, for talking to us.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.